Allegedly.
Are you recording that?
I am.
All right, I'd like to call to order this regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Commissioners and the Meridian Development Corporation. It's January 8th, 2020, couple minutes after 7:30. Roll call, Commissioner Vlasic.
Here.
Commissioner Vassalone.
Here.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Here.
Commissioner McCarville.
Here.
Commissioner Bevan.
Here.
Commissioner Byrne.
Here.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Here.
Counsel Lakey.
Here.
Administrator Squires.
Here.
Almost a full house. Do we have a motion to confirm the agenda?
Oh, sure. Mr. Chair, I move that we confirm the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner DeBeer, second by Commissioner McCarville. Any discussion? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That sounded unanimous. The agenda is confirmed. Onto the consent agenda. Do we have a motion on that?
Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Bevan.
I move that we approve the consent agenda, which consists of the minutes of the December 11th meeting, the December administrative report, and the November 19th financials.
Thank you. I'll second that. So a motion by Commissioner Bevan and a second by Commissioner Vlasic. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalone.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevan.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. All right. On to item number five. Todd, do you want to run with this?
Just briefly, Mr. Chairman, we're still working through some of the UP ownership issues, so we're not ready on that one.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay.
We put it on the agenda, just a strong sense of optimism, and may keep it on there.
Hope wasn't enough.
It's a good way to put it.
Do you need a motion to table it?
No, we can just, we'll just keep putting it on the agenda, or we won't next time.
Like one of these other bills. Sorry. Well, speaking of, on to item number six, the owner participation agreement between Meridian Development Corporation and RWP Meridian LLC and MKA LLC, corresponding resolution 19-037.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, we also have Mr. Wardle here with us. We've been working on this, and we are ready. I'll just kind of go through, it's been on, and you've seen the basic structure of the agreement for a couple meetings, and we've talked about that. We were just kind of waiting to tie down a couple of the details and then get the exhibits that provide some of the specifics that go with it. But again, I'll just kind of hit some of the high points. This is another developer participant type agreement where you have Mr. Wardle's client is a developer participant that pays and puts in all the improvements. The other property owner is a participant, but they're not the one that's responsible to complete the reimbursable public improvements. On page six, again, we talk about we're entering into this agreement based on our trust and confidence in the parties that are there. And that the rights under this agreement are only assigned with our consent, which you know wouldn't be unreasonably withheld. And then on page nine, it kind of lays out the respective things that will happen on the two parcels. The MKA parcel, again, they're going to construct approximately an 18,000 square foot building, office building for their use. Construction of parking and access improvements on the NKA property. And again, our parking agreement is separate as far as the spaces we're putting in. This is the reimbursable improvements, sidewalk, those kind of things that are in the right of way. But it still talks about what they're going to be doing. And then it references the construction on the Union Pacific parcel. And then on the RWP parcels, they're going to demo the existing barn. Provide some gradient stabilization of their parcels.
They'll be chickens are going away.
No more chicken pictures. I don't know. We can save them somewhere. Yep. Yes. Progress over chickens. The construction of the parking and access will also occur on that parcel. Stubbing of utilities. and then a dust cap on the unconstruction portions of the RWP project.
All right.
For the record, Commissioner Miller just joined us.
Hi, lady.
Hello. I know that's my title. Lady Tammy.
Sorry.
Good morning, David. Yeah. So another high point, this is the 75% type of agreement where they're reimbursed with 75% of the increment that their project generates. The risk of covering all of the cost is on them, and it only comes from that 75%. And then the agency has the opportunity to review those costs. We have them laid out here in the exhibits, and I'll go over them, but we still have an opportunity to review those costs for reasonableness. Let's see. There's on 29, as far as defaults go, there's a notice, 30-day opportunity to cure any defaults. Now kind of on to a little more of the specifics. On page 56 is where you'll find the schedule of development and what's going to be occurring. So they're looking to start demo in May of this year. And then there's the utilities, storm drainage, curb gutter, sidewalk, pavement, landscaping, generally projected to be completed in September of this year. Yes. It's exhibit attachment 3, so it would be near the end.
50.
Page 50.
50? Okay. And then attachment 4, so maybe I'm looking at a different paginated version. Attachment 4 is the fuller list of the reimbursable public improvements. So irrigation, pedestrian ramps, sidewalks, all those things are specified. The unit count, the unit price, and then the total cost for those things. Bottom line total is $224,000. And again, that's reimbursement on completion. They have to submit their proof of completion and acceptance by the applicable agencies to get that reimbursement. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to stand for any questions, let Mr. Wardle offer any comments he would like to make, and
now, we appreciate the work that Todd has done on this because, and Ashley too, this one's taken a little longer than I think Todd and I had contemplated for reasons that had nothing to do with either of us or your agency, so we appreciate it.
Thank you.
We weren't the slow one for one. Any board members have any questions for Council Lakey? No, why don't we...
When's the second one going to get built?
Yeah. Can't control that.
Yeah. Should we move on to the resolution?
Yes, let me just get to it.
There's something.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 19-037, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the owner participation agreement between the Meridian Development Corporation and MKA LLC and RWP/Meridian LLC relating to the agency's participation in the MKA and RWP/Meridian Development Project, authorizing the execution of the agreement by the Chairman or Vice Chairman and Secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement and provide an effective date.
Thank you. We have a motion. Can we all make it simultaneously? Mr. Chair.
Commissioner Blassett.
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution number 19-050 as read in by council.
037.
Oh, wait a minute. Where am I?
Yeah.
Oh, we should table that one. Sorry, 19-037. Correction, sorry.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Vlasic and a second by Commissioner Byrne. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll go to a roll call. Lessig.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalon.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
I am an aye as well. Resolution passes. All right, good work. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, on to item number seven. Ashley, you want to?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Before us, we have a request to cost share the cost of removing a tree on Carlton Avenue in partnership with Coal Valley Christian. We have a fairly large tree on Carlton Avenue that is the casualty of the sidewalk widening that we have done on that road. Unfortunately, the roots were affected in the construction. It was known that that could be something that would happen. We were hoping it wouldn't, but unfortunately it did happen. And so the tree does need to be removed because it's dying. So the bid that was received from Coal Valley Christian from Meridian Tree Service was a total of $3,150. Our 50% proportion would be $1,575. And I recommend that we, as good neighbors, and this was our project as well, that we contribute that 50%. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions from any board members?
They're separate.
They're separate. There's a.
You have a separate packet of. There you go.
Sorry, I'm being slow.
You just don't want to go back to the session, that's all.
That's right.
You're delaying.
Stay a little longer.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this is Resolution 20-001, a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving cost sharing for removal of a tree in cooperation with the Coal Valley School, authorizing the officers and our administrator to take all necessary action required to implement this resolution and providing an effective date.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve Resolution number 20-001, the first resolution of the senior year, as ready for the record by Tom. By Council Lake.
So motion by Commissioner Vassalon and a second by Commissioner McCarville. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll do a roll call vote. Commissioner Mueller.
Aye.
Commissioner Vlasic.
Aye.
Commissioner Vassalon.
Aye.
Commissioner DeBeer.
Aye.
Commissioner McCarville.
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin.
Aye.
Commissioner Byrne.
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Take her down.
Will do, thank you.
All right, on to the contract addendum with civil survey.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, kind of on the same topic of the Carlton Avenue project, we have before you a task order for an addendum for construction management services. Civil survey, I've got to say, has gone well above and beyond on this project. And as we've talked about this project in different ways, no good deed goes unpunished sometimes. As we've worked through the construction, we've hit a number of items that just weren't expected in the field that required a lot more coordination with ACHD, with Coal Valley Christian, and also some property owners that had concerns that once the sidewalk was laid, that it was going to affect some of the drainage into their properties. So Civil Survey and BRICON have been working with those property owners to come to solutions that ultimately don't come to any additional cost to MDC, but to, you know, again, be good neighbors as this construction occurs. As such, that coordination has a cost, and I think it's fair to compensate Civil Survey for the work that they've done. It is technical work, and so it's unfortunately not anything that I could have handled from that engineering perspective. So what we have before you is a task order for an additional $7,680, and I say that's money well spent. And I think they saved us a lot of money too, and time in working with neighbors as well. So I would ask your approval of that.
So, is this work already performed? So it's, okay.
Yes, you know, when I asked back in December, I said, you know, I have not seen any invoices, you know, for the last month. Where are we standing? He's like, you know, we're trying to hold that invoice because we're so over, and I think they were really hesitant to come to us. And I said, please provide something to me. I want to go to the board and have this conversation with them because I know what you all have been doing for us. The conversations, because they've been looping me in every single time. And like I said, you know, we're being good neighbors by working with these neighbors on the drainage concerns that they have. And I just want to make sure everybody's happy with this project. So I think it's well worth the money spent. I think it makes MDC, it puts MDC in a good light.
So we basically are just running over on their contract, but that's mostly tied to the water flow issues they end up on time, right?
And no, this is the Carlton sidewalk project.
Sorry.
Yes, and so as the construction has happened, neighbors are having concerns in terms of like the slope and the drainage and in the flood irrigation that some of them have as well too, and just making sure that everything is gonna work correctly and it's not gonna create hazards for those landowners.
Do you know, are they finished?
We're almost finished.
Will there be any in addition to this?
It was approved by Civil Survey and ACHD, but once you actually got out into the field and looked at some of the changes that happened on some of the yards, there were legitimate concerns, and so they're trying to make it such that they won't have those issues as the flood irrigation comes in the summer. So,
Mr. Chair, so is the $7,000 for them like just communication with the neighbors, and maybe additional like surveying of their slope into the yard, and not actual work being done to create better drainage, or is some of the actual scope of work more than consultant?
Brycon actually went back out and at no cost to us and tore out some of the sidewalks and relayed it in order to address those slope issues.
So their consulting led to the actionable items to fix some of those
yes.
concerns? Okay.
Yes.
Are we paying the full amount? Are we sharing it kind of like we are doing with Cold Valley?
Again, the design was approved by ACHD and probably at the direction of ACHD at some points as well too. I think, you know, once things happen out in the field, sometimes once the construction happens, that's when problems arise. That's the best information that I have at this time. Again, I know that Civil Survey has been responsive to any issues that have been had. There has been additional coordination with some of the utilities with ACHD as well. So my recommendation is that we take this on and we take it out of special projects. And again, this is probably not covering everything that they've done for us in terms of that coordination and communication with the stakeholders.
I know that when we first started that project, there were some homeowners where the sidewalk went kind of cattywampus there. I mean, they were a little bit concerned, expressing concerns and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will this work that was done, did that allay their concerns? Are they now happy campers?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I think that's the key. I mean, did we meet the needs of those homeowners who
yeah.
had the problem? And if they're happy, I think we should be happy.
Yes. As far as to my knowledge, everyone who has voiced a concern has been, that concern has been addressed, and they feel comfortable with what is out there now.
Good. Mr. Chair, one question I would have is, have we approached ECHD about reimbursement for any of that also, or are we not going there?
No.
Just had to ask.
Else from board members? Todd, would you read the?
Mr. Chairman, this is resolution 20-002, an amendment to the task order agreement. This is a resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency of Meridian, Idaho, approving the amendment to task order 3, under the professional services agreement for engineering services for certain sidewalk improvements between Meridian Development Corporation and Civil Survey Consultants, authorizing execution of the task order amendment by the chairman or vice chairman and secretary, authorizing any technical changes to the task order amendment, authorizing administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the task order amendment, and providing an effective date.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I guess I can't support this, and I appreciate that Ashley's position that she's in. I want to do a Keith Bird thing. I just can't believe this. We're kind of an agency caught in the middle, and like I said, I appreciate Ashley's situation being put in the middle. That this is Civil Survey and ACHD's thing. It almost goes to no good deed goes unpunished or something, and this is a lot of money.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Vasselin, this would come out of our special projects line item.
This is from our special project?
Yes.
Not from the CDBG?
No, because that CDBG covered the original construction bid only.
Mr. Chair, have all the neighbors that were concerned been addressed? Is this a once and only bill or not?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bevin, yes, that is correct. These are issues that have arisen over the last couple of months that I've been clued into when those have arisen. And I've asked them to be our liaison and working with those property owners to try to address those issues. And I think we've come to agreement in every situation that everybody is comfortable and happy.
Mr. Chair, I think the mayor was right on target. No good deed goes unpunished. I think that is indicative.
Mr. Chair, yeah, I guess my only concern is, are we setting a precedence by approving this and allowing that to come up on something else? And they think we're going to be the catch-all for some of those overages down the road.
I don't, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Plastic, I don't think so. I think this is unique circumstances, and hopefully we won't take on too many more sidewalk projects.
The coffee that.
So I have a question. So I actually weirdly agree more so with the mayor, but for a weird reason. So the thing is, these guys work on task orders. So if they're going over budget, we're supposed to know that, and then we're supposed to be able to vote on whether or not we want to continue to spend more money with them. So I don't really. I mean, this is what I do for a living, these services, this hourly based. So I'm not allowed to just go over budget and then come back later on and be like, oh, well, we went over budget, but don't worry, we tried really hard when we did it. Now pay for it. Like, we have to tell people when their hours are exhausted, and we have to get approval to spend more money. And I have no idea if they're spending more money because of some screw-up related to what our agency did, or to your point, but somebody screwed up and they spent more money to solve those screw-ups, and that didn't get voted on and it didn't get approved ahead of time. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I kind of agree with kind of what you're saying. Yeah, there is like a precedence issue, sure. I don't know if people pay attention enough to actually have it be a precedent that's going to get set that people are going to now nag us for, but it just seems like we're, even what you just read, I don't even understand how we can approve that. Like, how are you voting on a work order? The work's already been done. So we're voting on paying the bill, not a work order. You know what I mean?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't quite get that. Like, I don't get how we arrived here.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Mueller, I'm the one who asked them to put the task order in. When I found out that they were over budget, because I hadn't seen an invoice for a month, so I didn't realize that they were that far over in terms of hours. I think they were willing to eat it. I didn't feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring it to the board and have a discussion. I'm a consultant myself, and so I think they were trying to do the right thing by everybody. So my personal opinion was I didn't feel comfortable with them eating that cost completely, especially because we were trying to work with the neighbors and trying to make things right in everybody's eyes and address those issues as they arisen, especially with the holidays. And I didn't have the capability to come back to the board as quickly as I would have liked to on this issue. So I understand some of the perspectives, and again, this is the reason why I at least wanted to have the conversation with the board and for that consideration.
And that at the executive committee as well, we didn't meet since, when was our last meeting?
Early November.
Yeah, November. Yeah, that's fair, so.
Yeah, just a comment on the precedent issue. I don't see it as a precedent, because every issue that comes before us stands on its own merits. I'm not really concerned about that. And in the past, whenever we've done construction projects, we've had change orders that have come before us. And on some projects, it was almost like every meeting there was a change order that we had to deal with. So I don't have that concern. The other concern that I would have is that if we denied this, I don't know what the recourse this company would have to us to get reimbursed. And you know, sometimes the cost of not doing something is more than the cost of doing something. That would be my concern in this. And it's an amount that's reasonable in terms of past precedent for this type of work. So it's, to me, it is an out of the ordinary, and it brings closure to this project.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, hold on just a second. Commissioner Bevan, did you have
something? Yeah, Mr. Chair, and I would just say that, you know, when we do vote on these things, you know, one of the verbiage that's always in there is that the administrator can take a certain amount of decision power in making necessary actions happen. And I think that you know, Ashley was in a position where she had to make a decision. You got public complaints, you got a civil survey that's trying to fix it and trying to, you know, make decisions. And so I think a lot of decisions had to be made, like you know, just to echo her point before. In a decision, it is an after a fact, but I think that we, every time we vote on a motion, it's to give her a certain amount of opportunity to make decisions as needed on our behalf, and I think that we have to at least recognize that. Because, I mean, she told them to move forward and to go ahead and help the neighbors, knowing that, you know, there may or may not be an invoice after the fact.
Commissioner Beard.
I guess civil survey is not asking for this, and I think there should be some shared responsibility. Just because we're an agency that has funds doesn't mean that we should take full responsibility for someone else's mistakes. We hire professionals, and it gets approved by another agency. This is not a situation that Ashley really got us in. She was the one that oversaw the contract, but not the work. So there should be some shared responsibility. I'm not saying I was totally opposed to anything, but the entire bill, you know, because someone didn't do it right, just goes against or the way you do business.
Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Well, I was just gonna kind of say a similar thing. I think that it would be easier to make a decision if we had a little bit more information in front of us about what actually has occurred in terms of who's taking on what besides just this piece of it. You know, because I do agree, I think if you're a contractor and you've done your job poorly, then it's your job to fix it. Yeah, sure, there's things that pop up and so forth, but with no real understanding of what the bigger picture was, it's hard to decide on a certain amount. You know, whether it be, are we just taking the bill because that was the extra money? Or, like you said, should we be looking at splitting it amongst agencies, or here we'll give you this amount because that way we are being a good neighbor, even though we didn't do anything? You know, I mean, I think maybe if we had a little more information, it'd be easier to make.
I think from our original conversation is that this bill is for the communication, maybe the project manager, the overseeing of the work of re-scoping the slope and then going back to someone else to do the work. So we do have to be aware of, is there going to be another invoice for additional work for some of those fixes? And I still just kind of echo Commissioner Fitzgerald, I think that more information maybe as to make sure that paying now the consulting over the problems is also going to result in like another invoice for whoever did work or correction. Do we have a breakdown of the, any more than what we have?
No, we would have that with the invoice that would come in if this were to be approved, but no, I don't have that. I can certainly get that and request that.
Do you have more information than that?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any, do you, just in your communication list on the survey?
I just know there was two specific property owners, and then I know there was coordination with Coal Valley Christian and also ACHD on some issues out in the field. So I have that amount of information to be able to share, and I know that that work was occurring and those communications were happening. Beyond that, I can't get down into the, drill down to the specifics of it.
Just have them come in.
Yeah, I can have them come into the next meeting and explain.
Well, and Chair, my question would be too, is they'll survey if they're willing to go back to ECHD too and see if they're willing to help at all. And I think until we have that answer, at least feel a little bit more comfortable. Yeah, trying to swallow the whole amount with not having that answer, I don't know that I could go for this at this time, or maybe a partial amount, or maybe we table it until we have that answer.
I think it'd be nice to have some more information on, essentially we're paying for somebody's screw-up. I'm pretty sure it wasn't us that screwed up, so it's kind of weird that we're paying for it. And then secondly, it'd be nice to reiterate to them, like, maybe the actual change order process. Because, yeah, and I get that they didn't ask for this money, but like, if they really are gonna go $8,000 over budget, then like, they should submit a change order months ago, you know what I mean? And get paid for it. If it really is a change, it needs to get paid for it, you know what I mean?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Mueller, they have submitted one change order, and it was when we went through the bidding process three times versus the one time that we anticipated. So, I mean, they have followed protocol in the past. I don't think this is something we need to smack their hands for.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to do right by everybody, knowing that everybody has a limited budget. Again, this was me pushing them to submit this because I was not comfortable with knowing that information, and I wanted to have this conversation.
Mr. Chair, I feel the same way. You have my full support to do what we got to do. The rub I'm having is with ACHD.
Yeah. And I don't have a lot of information as to ACHD's responsibility, and that I can't speak to that. So I can certainly ask Matt Hart, who is our project manager, to come into our next meeting and be able to explain that to you all and answer your questions more effectively than I can.
Sounds like that's kind of the prevailing thought is, or, you know, are there options to share this with ACHD and maybe some more detailed information on what work actually get performed, that, you know, an assurance that that's the end of the job, that there wouldn't be more.
Okay.
So if that's the case, do we need a motion to
table it.
The resolution? So that anybody would like to make that?
I make a motion that we table resolution 20-002 until we can get more information.
Kit, did you second?
Okay, sorry.
A motion by Commissioner Bevin and a second by Commissioner Fitzgerald. Any discussion? Now we'll do a roll call. Thanks. Roll call vote, Commissioner Mueller. Commissioner Blassett?
Aye.
Commissioner Bascalone?
Aye.
Commissioner Beard?
Aye.
Commissioner Carvel?
Aye.
Commissioner Bevin?
Aye.
Commissioner Byrd?
Aye.
Commissioner Fitzgerald?
Aye.
And I as well. Appreciate all the lively discussion from the board members. I think that's the most engaged I've ever seen the board. That's kind of cool. So.
And Ashley's going, why did you choose this?
I know.
All good.
But it's kind of funny, some of the big ones we just vote yes and don't even talk about and smaller issues, you know, but it's good that
It's totally fair questions.
Yeah.
Totally fair questions, so.
All right, on to discussion items, the Old Town Lots update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packet are the last updates that I have received by email since our last meeting. I'll just touch on the January 3rd email that I received from Pacific Companies. Just some of the highlights. They found there's additional remediation needed for some fuel tanks, for the fuel tanks under the old city hall, or excuse me, the old Bank of the Cascades building. So they're working through that process. They found an uncased well underneath the old city hall property that needs to be abandoned. So the joy of working in downtown. We knew that there was going to be surprises, right? We went through Compass VRT and we found old foundations.
There were no bodies in it.
There was no bodies. No bodies, but they have to abandon the well per DEQ requirements.
No artifacts, no anything.
Yeah, it was 4 feet wide by 40 feet deep. So pretty crazy. Wow. They're working on the underground drainage and utilities. They are working on the Idaho Power upgrades in the alleyway. That's where most of the work is taking place right now. And then, as I think you all may have seen, we have set monthly meetings with the stakeholders, similar to what we did with the Meridian, the crossover project that we did. Those start this month on the 23rd. They're going to be the fourth Thursday of the month in this room at 2 p.m. We have let everybody know, and we're going to continue to put out communications this month to make sure that everybody understands that they have an opportunity to come and hear about the project with the contractor, the city, MDC. I've been working with Natalie on putting together a flyer that can be printed or used in electronic formats, again, just to be able to communicate a little bit more effectively. On this, and at my thinking on this is, as other projects occur in downtown, thinking Galena across the street, is that maybe this is just the time of month that we have these contractor meetings during construction, and it just gives everybody in downtown an opportunity to hear what's going on and a voice. So I know Commissioner Burnt was a little concerned there wasn't anything going on across the street, but it's mostly alleyway utility remediation stuff right now. I got a text yesterday.
More wondering where they were at,
the pace of work.
I could read the text back to you if necessary.
You could read the text back.
You could just go smoke a cigar and find out.
That is an option.
All right, on to the Civic Walk update.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, in your packets, I'm including all the meeting notes for our executive committee meeting. So Commissioner or Council Lakey and I meet with Cameron and his team and the developer every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, just to, as we're working through this process of de-annexation and potentially the new URD feasibility study, along with some of the, meet with Parks as well too on the design and the technical updates surrounding the community center. So we have been in communications with Phil Cushland, who is putting together the feasibility study for that new URD district to be presented to the council. He has been working on the fiscal impact MDC by removing properties. Right now it's envisioned that it's probably going to be $12,000 to $18,000 of impact to our current district if those properties were to be removed. We've talked about the boundaries. One of the things that I think Council Lakey and I were very clear is that we don't push this too far. There was consideration of maybe including some additional properties along the UP corridor, and I think at this point we're just sticking with what has been presented within the RFP and to the City Council and MDC, again trying to steer clear of any legislative pushback. We don't want to be the test case on that. So we're continuing working through that. Galena is taking the map to the State Tax Commission to see if there's any concerns and issues on their part. So that way we're just aware of that ahead of time. We're still working on the theory that we're going to have this in front of City Council on June 2nd for the first ordinance reading. There's three ordinance readings that have to occur by June 30th in order to get that into the Tax Commission deadline. That's not an end-all be-all if we don't make that deadline, but that is something that we are working towards at this time. Todd, did you want to talk about maybe a little bit on the bank side of things, just to give them an update of where that stands?
Sure. As we got looking at this, when we did the Compass BRT building, part of that was a construction agreement, and there was a payoff of a previous bank note loan that was incorporated into that project. And the construction loan part of it was paid off when Compass and BRT purchased the building and it was condoized. But I pulled a title report. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Verify that if there's a security interest on the parking lot. They have the security interest in being repaid on that note from our revenues that we generate. That's what we commit to make the payments on the loan that we've been making. But, and I'll do that before the 9 o'clock meeting, look at that title report and see if we have a security interest been filed against the parking lot. And if we do, then we've got to get the permission from the bank to release that, or I guess pay it off is the worst case scenario, to be able to transfer that property to somebody else. Again, their security interest is primarily in our revenues. That's where they get paid from, and the impact of removing that portion and creating a new urban renewal district is de minimis from our total tax revenue standpoint. So it shouldn't be an issue, but we'll have to visit with the bank on that.
All right, let's come to the meeting.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on the last pages of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings. At this time, I have a parking and property committee scheduled for next week. I plan on keeping that. We don't have any big business, but I think it's good to get at least some updates from our partner agencies. And I've also made sure to include that monthly stakeholder meeting that I mentioned on the main to Meridian project. So that way, if you all would like to attend, you're more than welcome to do so. But not required. Nothing further, thank you.
Chairman's report, I don't have anything further to add. Public comment? Any members for a public here to say anything? Thank you for coming. Anything else for the good of the order from board members or anything? No? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I second that. Mine either.
So motion by Commissioner Burton, second by Commissioner Geer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Sounded unanimous. We're adjourned.